Our next item is the Bridgeville Microtel commercial site plan on Route 404.
This is a preliminary site plan for a three-story, 59-room hotel located on 3.42 acres. At the site zone C1, access to the site would be from existing service roads that are located between US Route 13 and Route 404. Setbacks meet the minimum requirements of the zoning code. 91 parking spaces are required and 109 are provided. 60 spaces, portions of those spaces are located within the front yard setback and are subject to site plan review. I met with the engineer and advised him that the commission was very reluctant to approve parking within the setback. A central water will be provided by Tide Water, either on-site sewer or the town of Bridgeville provides sewer to the site. If you do grant preliminary approval, final to be subject to the office of receiving all agency approval.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question also concerning this.
Okay.
They're showing future expansion, and is that, because that's shown on the map, does that come into play with our decision today?
Well, I guess the question would be, is there sufficient parking for the expansion area, or is there, would there be even more parking later on in the setback?
That expansion area, that wouldn't require that much parking, Mr. Wheatley.
I'm sorry, say again?
Where it says the 24-foot future right. expansion, that wouldn't require, what is it, almost?
Well, I guess the question.
Parking spaces.
How many?
They're 18 over right
oh,
now.
Oh, they're 18 over. Oh, okay. Okay. No, that's right. I'm sorry. I wasn't listening. Excuse me. So it's not an issue, really. Yeah. The parking is sufficient.
Is that a chain name or just?
It's a chain.
Microtel is a chain.
Oh, I never heard of it. Across from the Air Force Base on.
Yeah, there's 10. One in Salisbury on 50.
I've never ever seen that. Microtel, yeah. Huh?
There's one on Route 10 by the Air Force Base.
You know I do.
What was their response about the front yard setback on the parking?
Basically, like all other engineers, we're going to put it there. And you guys have directed us to stress to them that you're very reluctant to approve it and the setback.
Well, let me ask you this.
Keep doing it.
Did they propose any reason why it was located there? Is it a hardship? It looks like there's more land over here.
This is an existing out parcel. It's part of the Super Fresh, our food line, shopping center, the food line. You've got the mini storage facilities. The state police troop was involved in this subdivision. And the Sonic. Came out of it.
Yeah, it used to be a Wawa, but it's on it now.
Is parcel C part of the deal? It's just left alone?
This is parcel C.
This is parcel C.
That's what I'm saying. This area to the left.
This whole area is that.
It's parcel
C. That parcel.
Yeah.
That, park on there. Clearly reserved for something else.
Must be reserved.
I don't know that there's a hardship. I mean.
Well, and there's nothing else like that. On the other side of the street or anything either, is
right,
there parcel B?
They'd have to show us their layout or how everything else is laid out.
Yeah.
Parcel B, they do have parking out.
That was older, that's...
Along 404 as part of the food line.
Oh yeah, Jim.
Well...
That's the entrance and this is parking and parking. What's Rural Farms? This has that big canopy to cross from their site on the other side of 404.
Mm-hmm.
The parking that's the building.
That's right there.
Yeah, so in that north. For about.
There's 13. 13.
Oh, yeah. That cross-access easement chain that showed right in the bottom corner, it says Route 13, is that the one go towards the police station or towards the sign?
Police station.
Police station.
Yeah, that's the one right next to the McDonald's.
And the one at the, to the right of the north arrow on the left-hand side?
Yeah.
That's the one it comes, that is the one, the bottom part's the one that goes to Sonic, the top one is the one that comes out of McDonald's, and right across the street is Royal Farms.
Okay, I see it now.
And on the right, you got the 60-foot road, that's the one that goes back to the intersection on 113.
That's the one at Sonic and McDonald's. And then the state police are the next piece at the bottom of the page. State of Delaware.
Right.
So Sonic, is that SS10-2 LLC? What does that stand for?
It's code.
SS deed for?
This is an easement for Tidewater for the water plant.
There's nothing there now.
No, it's part of the site, there'll be an easement on this site for the water company to have a water plant here.
They have 18 more spaces than they need already. Right?
And Bridgeville, you said it was gonna possibly serve store?
Yeah. Is that if you need to be on site or?
Okay, I got you.
Budget.
Yeah, true, you did say.
Well, I for one certainly don't like them building right up to the, into that front yard setback. That's.
Well, it appears that they're approximately 10 feet plus from the property line on that side.
How far is the parking on the food line? It's farther back than that, isn't it?
Food line, parking farther back from 404 than.
They probably have a 10 to 20 foot landscape area.
Now, when Shane drives into a food line parking lot, he's real careful. Maybe where old driveways are.
Doesn't show any sign either or landscaping.
That must be an inside. Well.
I assume there's gonna be a sign for the hotel someplace.
Can come back and tell us why they need parking there or?
Yeah, I'm sure a sign.
Well, I would at least wanna defer it or simply say no and let them come back and ask us again and tell us why they can't live without it. Because so far, I mean, all they've done is they've presented us with a plan and, you know, I am not an engineer, but I'm looking at this big piece of open ground that's behind the setback line just sitting there.
Thinking about another building problem.
Why aren't those spaces there? And if they're 18 over, why are we building more spaces than we need?
Well, what if they have to go with.
So maybe they need to tell us what they're really doing.
They have to go with on-site septic.
Yeah.
That's probably where we, that may be where it's going.
I doubt that.
It looks like another building to me.
Yeah, and the thing is with 59 rooms on a septic system, I don't know that it would fit there. But I'm not an engineer. And, but in the absence of any other compelling reason to grant it, you know, not like they're out of room.
And they don't show any landscaping either.
Yeah, we see no landscaping, there's no nothing.
No sign, no landscaping, and, no justification.
Yeah, I don't see anything, I don't know.
As presented.
Is there a time limit, huh?
Get denied as presented, or else defer.
Well,
they come back either way.
To deny it, but they're not limited, and I mean, they don't have to wait a year or anything like that, do they?
Come back.
No. Come right back next meeting.
Still.
Right after, when they have a campaign.
Because you're not going to get the message across any other way, frankly. I mean, Shane and these guys can tell them how reluctant we are till the cows come home, and they're still going to come in here, so.
Mr. Chairman, I move to deny Bridgeville Mike Rattell commercial site plan on Route 404 as presented.
Second.
So moved and seconded to deny Bridgeville Mike Rattell commercial site plan on Route 404. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.